Track 6. Mark McLeish. Voice and Verdict. Porcelain. 2019. A rectangular white plinth, topped with a glass display case, houses the 54 ceramic bells which make up Voice and Verdict. They stand close together within the case, a community or crowd, perhaps calling to mind some of Anthony Cormley's works. As Mark likes to refer to them, a coven of objects. Each is a unique and handmade porcelain bell, white with dark blue markings. They're around 10 centimetres high and 7 centimetres wide. As we inspect them more closely, we notice that each has the shape of a figure with a head, bell-shaped body and arms by its side. Each is painted uniquely, but all have an arrow on them, which Mark tells us redirects negativity. The shapes on the bells are abstract. Lines, dots and dashes, sometimes making them look more like figures, sometimes just patterns on the white surface. Mark tells us, the bells are intended to be activated. This also connects to the title of the work. In this show, they were silent because of staffing of the show. Each is completely unique and hand-built. This gives irregularity to the thickness of the body that gives in turn a signature voice or sound. The face, the shape of the bell, is taken from a mould of an already made bell, and these are made in her likeness. The makes are all hand-drawn in two stages, all in blue, using underglaze pencil and cobalt. Then they're glazed. Then luster, which is shiny, is applied post-glaze. This is done with my fingers, and on some of the bells you can see my fingerprint clearly. The jingle bit inside, or the clapper, is a repurposed piece of chandelier glass. I loved the idea that the sound is made by something that is connected to light, and you cannot see that. It's shielded by the figures. Each has a red string, a piece of red linen, which enters the figure at the back of the neck and is tied on the outside. A nod to the persecution of witches. As an artist, I'm deeply interested in objects that have a separation with the body. Mark describes the work as a collection of 54 unique hand-built porcelain bells, each representing an ambiguous figure, and each rings with an individual tone. This work is about identity and voice, and is encouraged to be activated as a form of communication. Each is hand-painted with a range of different points of touch and mark-making. Inspired from British history of witches, this work acts as a coven of objects, a collective or individual voice primed with the potential to make things happen. A distant connection true to today's status quo. Mark's contact details are as follows. His website, Mark McLeish, that's MCLEISH, .blogspot.co.uk. Instagram at Mark McLeish Studio. Mark answered the following questions. Where in the north are you based? Bury. What does living in the north mean to you? Being a part of and contributing to a developing community that cultivates reflective values. I believe in the values of local history and how this is a territory for archive and change. I feel it is important to build and self-start culture-based interactions that are generative in rewards of holistic visions. I was born in Manchester, and this has always had a pull of home. I teach and Skillshare throughout Greater Manchester as part of art collectives. I am associate artist for Air Gallery and believe in collaborative practice with local artists. What inspires you? My practice is deeply committed to exploring notions of folklore and inherited acts of storytelling. Building on historical information, I often converge a retelling through contemporary events and interventions. Old knowledge meets new ways of understanding. A central pulse to my work is unpacking notions of intent of magic on material thinking. This is where I fold out pollinated ideas that often question a separation with the body.